Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
A lot of excited people about the Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather fight on our text.
Nobody's more excited than Conor McGregor.
Yeah, him and his $100 million.
Yeah, right.
All it takes is one punch, Big Al.
I know.
So I'm definitely going to bet on Conor because he's going to be
the underdog. That's what I'm surprised that all the other, you know, when you watch sports shows, they're like, oh, Mayweather, Mayweather's got it. No problem.
I'm kind of like,
you never know. It's a sport.
Yeah, right?
Anything can happen. Even though Mayweather's probably going to win, anything could happen.
That'll be so boring,
though, if
he just does it how he does and just stands in the corner.
I know, which is what he'll do. But you know what's not boring? Miami.
I know, that's right.
Yep.
Who wants to go to Miami?
I do. I want to
go back.
I'll go back. Fun trip.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, you could be on your way to Miami if you can answer one question about our trip last week, Kid Nation. Just give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I will take caller number 11. And you'll get the first shot at the question. It's multiple choice. And if you get it wrong, then we move on to the next caller. I know the second caller has a little bit of an advantage, but you did get the first guess.
All right.
I'd rather have the first shot at it than not.
Sure.
Right? While we wait, I told you there's a chance to play dodgeball with Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, what's that about?
Yeah.
You remember they had the movie Dodgeball and
all
that stuff.
Of course.
So they reunited as their characters from Dodgeball to raise money for charity.
Oh, okay.
And you can donate online for a chance to play dodgeball with them and eat pizza afterwards.
Oh.
It also means you get to hang out with Ben Stiller and his soon-to-be ex-wife, Christine Taylor, because she was in the movie
as well. No.
She was in the photo. They posted something,
right? Oh,
really? Right?
Uh-huh. And it's with that website, Omaze.
Oh. Long time, pal. So you're sticking with the hair choice? Strong move.
Yes, I am sticking with the hair choice. Hello, Kate. You're looking sensual.
You okay?
I just threw up in my mouth a little. Oh. It happens, I'm good.
Anyhow, sorry to interrupt your super weird thing here, but we figured we should jump in. We want to give everyone out there a choice.
Hey, you don't talk to camera, okay? This is my charity video. I talk to camera, you don't talk to anything.
You can enter for a chance to play on Globo Gym's team.
Or on our team, Average Joe's.
I'd play on Average Joe's.
Me too. Ben Stiller annoys the crap.
Really?
Really?
I didn't know that.
Ever since Meet the Fockers, he just rubs me the wrong
way.
Wow.
But for charity, why wouldn't you want to do this?
Heck yeah, man.
This was the movie that almost launched my professional dodgeball career.
Really?
Yes, really.
What changed your mind? You said almost.
It almost launched your professional
dodgeball.
Well, I had
to buy a ticket to Vegas to go try out for the teams, and I couldn't afford it.
Oh, so that was the snafu. That was the holdup.
Yeah. Dodgeball was not paying very
much. Just the financials.
Yeah.
Didn't you need a team?
I had a team, and we won the championship in San Diego.
Didn't they
and
have the same?
I got on the news.
Wow.
Really?
Didn't they have the same dilemma in the movie, though, so they raised money in order to get themselves to the tournament?
Yeah, well, that's a movie. It's a lot easier to do stuff in a movie.
Really?
You could have done it, dog.
Ask my wife. I seriously almost went to Vegas to try out for the teams.
Back then, dodgeball was the joint.
The joint.
I mean, everybody, every bar, every restaurant that had a parking lot, you had a dodgeball tournament going on.
Yeah.
There's nothing like seeing someone get hit in the face with a dodgeball hard.
You're not allowed to hit in the face.
You're not?
Accidents
it's
happen.
It's against the rules.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's against the rules to hit in the face.
Forgot you were a dodgeball purist.
Yeah. And then what if I would have gotten on like the team out in Florida, then I would have had to move to Florida?
For
the professional dodgeball league that I was trying to join.
That's where they live?
How much does a professional dodgeball player make?
They said they didn't know, but they said between
$20,000 and $25,000. Oh, okay.
Why do they live in Florida? Isn't it an indoor thing, or do you train outdoors?
They had a team in Florida, I believe, one in Vegas, one in L.A., I think one in New York. They had, I think, like six teams ready to go.
And you travel for games.
And I think you would travel. I don't know if it ever took off, though.
You ever dodge a wrench?
Well, we haven't heard anything else out of it, so I'm guessing it did not take off.
I think it took off. Big Al was really... We're going to do a little throwback Thursday here because Big Al Mac was really into dodgeball around the same time.
Yeah, I was.
What did Kid make you do?
I went to a health club in the morning with a dodgeball in my hand, and I just had to go up to people at the health club and just throw the dodgeball at them and then say dodgeball.
All right. So in honor of dodgeball making a comeback.
Didn't say anything else to
just hit them with the ball?
Just hit them with the ball.
All right. Here's your throwback Thursday for today.
It's time for another Big Al Mac attack. Oh, it's been very tense around here the last 10 minutes or so as we think about what could happen on this Mac attack, because Big Al has a big dodgeball. Biggest one I've ever seen. Three times the size of the one in the movie.
Yeah.
And he has to go out and play dodgeball with unsuspecting people, meaning he'll just yell dodgeball and throw the ball at him and hit him. Now, we didn't want to do that to little old ladies, and so we sent Al to a power weightlifting gym where Big Al is going to play dodgeball with the big power weightlifters, who are already angry.
Yeah.
Al?
They're just upset.
Yeah.
I don't know why. These are just guys that are upset.
Let me hear some of the weights clanking around up there.
All right. Let me go back to where the weights are. I was trying to be a little bit
discreet.
Inconspicuous.
Yeah. Discreet, yeah. Not like a guy with a big, giant, 20-inch diameter yellow ball.
That could be a workout ball, though.
Yeah, medicine ball.
Yeah.
True.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know how the guys, they normally don't let the weights clank, you know, while they're getting them.
Yeah.
You can only hear them
when
they're completing the set.
Have you picked out some guys that you can play dodgeball with? You have to throw the ball at 10 guys and get 10 points.
Oh my God.
None of them can ever catch it.
If they do, you lose a point.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just gonna stand in there and be inconspicuous. I don't want to.
In fact, if they catch the ball, you have to let them throw it back at you.
What?
Yeah.
How you do, sir? What's going on, man?
You can't talk to him.
Talk to him. All
right.
Just dodgeball. Hit him.
Dodgeball! Oh, sorry. Oh. Sorry, dude. Sorry.
What'd he do?
He turned around, looked at me, and he didn't look off.
Did you hit him?
I hit him.
Okay.
He didn't catch it?
No.
All right, 1 point.
describe the next guy you're walking up to. What is he doing?
Oh, man.
What was that?
That's some weights, man.
Yeah, oh, man.
Okay, this dude's probably, I don't know, about 25 years old. He's about to squat.
Squats, doing squats,
uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Hey, man, what's up, dude?
No, you can't talk to him.
My name is Cassie. I'm the business planning director.
Oh, what's up, brother?
All right, how you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask what you guys
dodgeball!
Are doing?
Huh?
Can I ask what you're doing?
Dodgeball!
Dodgeball!
The owner.
Oh, you didn't catch it, man.
You kicked it. Get the ball.
I got it back. Oh, what did you say now?
Yeah.
Can I ask what you're doing?
I'm playing dodgeball.
Okay. Is this like a promo or anything like that?
No. I'm just playing dodgeball. Okay. Oh, she's taking pictures
for a health club?
Playing dodgeball.
Okay.
It's gonna be in your next commercial.
Corporate office.
You what?
In the newsletter.
Yeah, cleared it with corporate.
Yeah, cleared it with corporate.
Cleared it with Rick and corporate.
It's gonna
be in the newsletter.
It's gonna be in the newsletter.
Yeah. They're using the gym. You've seen the movie Dodgeball, right?
No, it's gonna be in the newsletter.
This is all gonna be in your newsletter.
It's all gonna be in the newsletter, man.
Yeah.
See you in a minute.
All right. Got
dodgeball. Go ahead and call corporate. This is just for a minute.
Dodgeball.
Oh, hell, you almost caught it that time.
Free boy.
What size are your biceps, man? You got that thing on the back of your neck like a six pack of weenies.
That's what the
biceps. Yeah. Woo, you
who doesn't want to hear that?
Al, no time to talk.
Go, right. Go.
Dodgeball, dude. Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, how much weight is that? That's a lot of weight. All right, good luck.
What are they doing?
I'll bother you. All right.
What are they doing? Al.
Yeah.
Al, how nervous are you right now?
My heart is beating a mile a minute right now.
You just know one of these guys is going to turn around and beat you.
All right, I'm backing up to this dude that's about to do squats. I'm just backing up.
Make sure he's not in a position where he can hurt himself if he gets startled.
Dodgeball!
Dodgeball! Oh.
What?
Okay. Don't mind me, bro. All right, man. All right.
Do him again.
No.
What happened?
He's not on the way yet. Hold on.
Okay.
Dodgeball! Oh, right on the butt. Oh, sorry, dude. All right. I'm sorry.
Points.
That's four.
I'm really sorry, man.
That's six. Sorry.
I'm really sorry about that.
Is he mad?
You all right?
Is he mad?
You about to squat?
Did you hurt him?
No, I didn't hurt you, did I? No?
Okay.
All right, bro. Pretty quiet, subdued guy. Okay. You know, these weightlifters don't have a lot going on upstairs.
I wouldn't say that too loud.
No, I didn't.
Okay, next guy.
All right. Let me go out here.
What's this guy doing?
There's a lot. Let me go out here to the machines, because...
Knock somebody off the treadmill.
Yeah.
She got to hear great for their head. Boom.
Be careful.
All right. Hey, he just started this. I can't do it while he's listening.
No.
All right, hold on.
Why don't you spot him and then dodgeball him?
All right. Oh, he's an employee. Guess I can do an employee.
You get 2 points for an employee.
Okay. Let me get the employee.
Go get him. Dodgeball.
Oh, hi, ma'am. How you doing?
Don't say hi.
Good. Oh. Hey, dude. It's Casimir. Hey, Casimir. What's
hit
up,
him. Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. Oh, you caught it.
You lose 2 points, Al.
What do I win?
You got to throw it back at him.
You can throw it back at me now. You can throw it back at me.
Hard as you can.
Oh, man.
Where'd he get you?
He knocked me down. I got on cowboy boots, which are not the best workout gear. All right.
A little passive aggressive there, it seems like.
Yeah, that was pretty hard, Kazmir.
Yeah. I thought you were prepared, man.
Yeah, yeah. I was prepared. All right.
Find a couple more. Okay, grab him. Leave. You lost 2 points, Al. Don't let him kick you out. Go, come on. Go,
all right,
go,
go. Here we go. All right. Here we go.
He's running.
Put your drink down, though. Put your drink down, man. Put your drink down, bro.
Just go for it, Al.
Put your drink, dog. Dodge, I don't want to hit you with the dodgeball.
Dodge,
you got the protein drink.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
He's put, warning you.
I'm warning you, bro.
He got warned. Do it.
Put your dodgeball. All right. I'm sorry, man. I'm really sorry.
He apologizes every
time. I'm sorry. I got you.
He doesn't want to get hit. That's why.
Did he spill a drink?
No. I'm going to have about 10 weightlifters after me in a minute.
Okay. I got 2 more points to go.
All right. Here's a dude that just got on the scale.
Okay.
Dodgeball! Oh, right on the butt. I'm sorry. Uh-oh. Huh?
What?
I'm sorry,
Rich.
I'm sorry, though. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Is he mad?
Got mad.
He's mad. Yeah.
Huh? Oh, hey, no cussing. Okay.
Get the ball. Get out of there.
Dodgeball!
Oh, God, Al, that's enough.
That's 10
enough.
Points!
That's enough.
Al.
Oh, yeah, he's
run.
Upset.
Yeah.
We don't want to make anybody mad.
Offer him the dodgeball.
He's upset.
Tell him he can have the ball.
I want to get that rash looked at.
Oh.
Oh, gosh, Al.
You know that guy wasn't within 100 yards of Al when he said that.
I heard him.
All right, want me to do one more?
Oh, hey, man. Sure, a bonus dodgeball.
All right. Oh, this.
Come on, Al, make it happen.
Dodgeball! I got you.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
Al, hit him till he gets mad.
Oh, on the butt. Hey, don't kick the ball back at me.
Just be the guy that won't quit.
That's
up.
That's up.
They're going to think he's
mentally
deranged. Ow.
And that was the last time Al was at the gym.
Yeah, pretty much. I love that.
My God.
Oh, man.
We used to have so much fun doing stuff like that. I was scared.
Think about now if you tried to do that.
Oh, my
God. You probably
the world won't let us do that.
No.
Yeah, for real.
The FCC gets all mad.
Yeah, you can't do anything now.
Everybody gets all paranoid. You get tackled.
You used to do air horn, man. Thank you. You used to do air horn, man.
Did you make contact a lot on there, like with your aim?
Yeah
you could hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Al's got a little bit of aim going on.
This air horn man bit we used to do.
Yeah, JC, I've been in this bathroom. He does not.
I got good aim.
All right, let's give away this trip. That was your throwback Thursday for today.
That was fun.
Good times.
Listening
that
back.
Was fun, and it was me.
It was fun. And he didn't get beat up.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's always
the
good thing.
Part.
Yeah. Good times. Megan, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Megan.
Hey.
Dodgeball. No.
Hello?
Guess not.
Megan?
Hello? Sorry, it's hard to hear.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. You have your radio down?
What?
Yeah, turn down the radio where you can hear us better
on
the phone.
Okay.
There you go.
Delayed. Okay.
Perfect. Well, Megan, here's how it works. If you want to be on your way to Miami, just answer this Just answer this question correctly for me, okay?
Shout out.
Shout out. Who's that guy?
Somebody
wants to. That's my husband, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
That's my dude, Mike. All right, hopefully he can help you with this. But here's your question. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. On our private jet ski tour of Miami Beach from the Boucher Brothers, which morning show member rode alone? Was it A, Big Al?
Rode alone.
B, Jenna. C, me, JC. Or D, Kelly Raspberry?
Kelly.
Letting hubby help her out there.
What's your answer?
Who rode alone on the jet ski out of the four of us?
3 seconds.
Pick one.
Big Al.
She says Big Al Mac, and that is correct.
You won.
Go, Megan.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah, you won the trip to Miami.
Tell Mike you guys are going to Miami. I assume you want to take your husband.
What?
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Have to and when?
I'm free. We can go.
I think we're having a little trouble communicating. Yeah,
the connection's a little tough, but she did hear the question. She answered it correctly, or at least Mike did. And you're going to be on your way to Miami. You're staying at the Miami's Lowe's Beach Hotel, or the Lowe's Miami Beach.
Miami Beach Hotel.
I went backwards there.
Yes, you did. A round trip flights for four to Miami, Megan. You're going to get take that private
so
jet
exciting.
Ski tour. You're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you do the jet ski tour. We're going to give you the flavor of Miami dish when you get into your hotel room.
The airboat ride.
You get to go on the airboat ride. You guys have fun out there with Mike, okay?
Yay.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Visit Florida.
Yeah, Visit Florida hooked it up. We have another trip to give away. We'll do that tomorrow at the same time.
And just let that be a lesson. That's why we tell people to turn the radio down.
That's right.
Because I know whoever's in the car with you wants to hear you on the radio, but it just really throws off the timing.
Yep.
Yeah, we're on a little bit of a delay.
Yeah, it doesn't work well.
You know, just in case there's a little cursing so we could hit a little button.
No matter how low you think you can turn it, you can't help it.
Yeah. But Mike wanted to hear it, Kelly.
I know. I get that. Trust me. I get it. You want to hear everybody on the radio, but it doesn't work.
So we're doing a little early movie edition with Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com.
Okay.
Lots of good movies coming out this weekend, or at least we hope so. Mm-hmm. So she'll dive into it. Is a Tupac movie good?
All eyes on me.
Is Rough Night good? Is Cars 3 good? We'll find out from Gray Drake next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello?
Hey, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Gray Drake.
Oh.
Gray Drake?
Are you calling in for the $1,000 with Beat Shazam?
Oh, my God. Is that an option? Hell yeah.
No, it's not an option right now, Gray. I'm sorry.
Oh, you have to name this song.
Not as an employee of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, not allowed
to play.
But you know what you can do, Gray, is tell us what awesome movies are coming out this weekend.
Yeah, no problem. Just have a fee of $1,000.
Well played.
Well played, Gray. We'll send that check out in about 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Perfect. Check's in the mail. All right, good. Well, that's good enough for me. So let's start out with the movie that is most appropriate for our youngest audience.
Okay.
And that is Cars 3.
Oh, I thought you were going to say All Eyes on Me.
I thought you were going to say Rough Night.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Y'all are messed up.
Sorry.
So, Cars 3, I'm surprised that they've been able to make three of these movies. The first one was good. The second one was atrocious.
Mm.
But even having said that, Pixar movies that are, like, the worst Pixar movies are better than most animated films, right?
Right, right.
So, what has happened is inconceivable, and Cars 3 is almost as good, if not better, than the first one.
Really?
Mm.
Shocking. It's so good. So they're really taking this character of Lightning McQueen, right? For all of you out there who've seen the movies. He's gotten old. He's being replaced by all these younger race cars that are faster than him.
Shout out.
And so it's like the way of the world, am I right?
Yeah.
He
I was talking about girlfriends, though.
Same difference. He has to enlist the help of a hot new mechanic, voiced by Chris Della, and he's got to get a whole bunch of new blood in his world, right? So he's got to stay relevant. And Pixar just nailed it once again, and our critics like it so far. It's fresh.
Oh, good.
Well, go.
Win-win. Okay.
Play Cars.
So my whole age ruse is going to go out the window because at this point, every other movie that we have is for adults.
All right.
Awesome.
Good.
So how about we talk about All Eyes on Me and how this is finally a Tupac bio that we have wanted to see and that especially everybody's been waiting for now that movies are covering things like hip-hop history, right? The fact that we have Straight Outta Compton nominated for an Oscar means that these are exactly the stories that people want to watch on screen. And plus, the dude that plays Tupac, have you seen this guy?
I think it is Tupac,
like
Gray.
Just like
I totally agree. I think this is a Kid Craddock exclusive, that it is just Tupac.
It's crazy how much he looks like him.
Sounds like him, looks like him.
It is him. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, for real.
It is. It's just him. So this, you have to go see this movie and support it. So that way Hollywood keeps telling you stories about musical artists that you actually want to know about instead of just like every movie is about like Buddy Holly. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Like old people we don't remember.
The only bad news is
what?
they didn't screen it for critics.
Why?
And tell people, great, that's normally a really bad sign, right?
Normally, that's a bad sign. It means that the movie's not very good, and they don't want critics to trash it and ruin their opening weekend. So
maybe they didn't want to give away the ending.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Actually, Al, that's true. They didn't screen Titanic either. That's true.
Did they really not?
I don't know. Never let go.
Like Gray was born then. Come
right?
on.
Yeah, come on.
Mm-hmm. Let's discuss 47 Meters Down.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Let's. Another scary shark movie.
Scary shark movie, and that's basically all you need to know.
Okay.
So all my Sharknado fans in the audience represent. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, but is it like Sharknado, or is it actually kind of, I mean, is it like The Shallows with Blake Lively? Is it kind of scary?
It is exactly like The Shallows. It is white girls in peril, and mm-hmm. the shark is come to get them because, for whatever reason, they're on vacation and they decide, like, oh, let's go into the ocean in a cage. That sounds fun.
That's like,
don't you hate girls like that?
Did, a bucket list for me, Gray.
Did any black people try and talk to white people out of doing it?
Obviously not, because they did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously not. There are no black people, and therefore no sense.
I mean, the string that's connecting them has to be flimsy, right? Because this is like everyone's nightmare, but it doesn't really happen.
I certainly frigging hope not.
Yeah, it would be awful, but I still want to do it.
The cage is you know, attached to a big metal line, and the line snaps, and then they end up underwater, and the shark is terrorizing them. And but it's like, come on, Mandy Moore, maybe if you stop being so delicious, the shark wouldn't want to eat you.
true.
They do go crazy when there's blood in the water, so you can bet that Mandy Moore or her nice little white girlfriend, that obviously did not get a stern talking to by any black people before making this choice, have they're bleeding somehow. Something has happened.
Is the movie good?
This one's fresh so far on the tomato meter. Wow. So for all you shark movie fans, go see it.
I'm shocked.
And then
I am shocked.
Finally, let's talk about more white girls in peril.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Rough Night.
Mm-hmm.
This movie stars Scarlett Johansson as a bachelorette, and she takes all her girls down to Miami, and they are having a party. And they're having a good time. And my white girl theory doesn't hold up because Zoe Kravitz is also in the film.
Yeah, I got one black girl. All right.
One token. Just kidding. She's not. She's way more than that. And so what happens? Whoops-a-daisy. They kill a stripper.
Oh, no. A male stripper or a female stripper?
Again?
Does that make a difference?
Well,
yeah.
I just want to know, like, which
does it make a difference?
What club did they go to?
Yeah. It was a male stripper.
Interesting.
So this is another genre of movie that I really like, which is just like living people dragging around the dead.
Wow.
That's weird. I'm the only one that laughed at that.
Is it like Weekend at Bernie's, but with a stripper?
Exactly, yes. And hot chicks.
Yeah.
Well, it has like tons of female comedians that I love in it.
Exactly. And that's the reason to see the film, because you've got Alana Glazer from Broad City. Mm. You've got Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live, very talented Jillian Bell from 22 Jump Street, and like I said, Zoe Kravitz and Scarlett Johansson. So the ensemble is the reason to see it. For this one, I highly recommend, which I find myself saying a lot this summer, have some drinks.
Have some alcohol.
Yeah,
makes everything better.
It's a good time with your friends. So
okay.
Make this your party movie of the weekend. And it also does not yet have a tomato meter, so reviews are going to be added by the second. But you don't need to know what those old white male critics have to say.
It actually sounds like a decent weekend at the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's something for everybody this weekend, and all of them are strong in different ways. So just make sure that you don't get what I said confused and have cocktails to go see Cars 3.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, definitely don't take the kids and get off.
Yeah.
Well, this is shots for tots at the movie theater.
It could be, Al. You never know. Yeah, but I won't get it free.
big mistake, motion sickness, inappropriate with children.
Oh.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
It's been with rough night, you guys. Mark my words. Don't have the cops called this time.
All right, Greg Drake.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Have a good one, you guys.
You too.
Bye.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got your $1,000 with Beat Shazam coming up here in a couple minutes. We'll ask you to call in. Don't call in yet. But there's a possibility that we might get our first female NFL player.
Say what?
Yes.
Say what?
Well, it's going to take a minute, right?
Yeah, it could take a couple years because she's still in college right now. Her name is Becca Longo, uh-huh. which is a cool last name for a kicker. And they're saying she could be good enough to potentially make it into the NFL.
Really?
Yeah, which would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
The first female in the NFL. Conan O'Brien actually was talking about her last night, and this is what he had to say about her.
An 18-year-old field goal kicker could be the first woman to play in the NFL. Yeah, scouts say she has the talent and desire. All she needs now is the criminal record. And then we're...
Dang. Oh. Yeah, too
The kickers normally stay out of trouble, don't they?
Yeah, kickers are pretty chill. I mean, there was that kicker from the Giants that got in trouble recently.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
He had
right.
that domestic violence thing.
Yeah.
Brown, I think. Josh Brown.
Never mind.
I'll go right.
Yeah. But for the most part, kickers have tried to stay out of trouble.
Well, I think they all... Well, no, they don't all try.
No.
Actually, they want to stay out of trouble.
Yeah. I think all NFL players want to stay out of trouble. It just... accidentally get in trouble.
I think some of them don't think they can get in trouble.
They think they're bulletproof because they spend so much time.
They think they're bulletproof.
They don't worry about getting in trouble because they never have to pay a consequence. Yeah.
But this is a story of a guy that really wanted to get in trouble.
Wanted to get in trouble, okay.
Yeah. Back in September, a 71-year-old dude named Lawrence Ripple robbed a bank in Kansas City.
Lawrence Ripple, 71.
Good old Lawrence Ripple, robbing a bank
at
71.
What's old Larry doing?
Larry Ripple.
Apparently he didn't set up his 401k, I don't know. But once he was in custody, he explained why he wanted to go to jail. And he simply
going to be sad.
He wanted to go to jail, Kelly, because it was better than living with his wife.
Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah. Man!
He actually wrote the robbery note in front of her before he left the house. Like, look, I'm gonna go rob a bank so I can get away from you.
Oh man!
Just to hammer in how miserable she made him. But
I don't want to be 71 and miserable.
It all backfired on him.
There's got to be a better option than robbing a bank to get thrown in jail.
He figured
he should have called love letters to Kelly.
He'd rob a bank, go to prison for a few years, and call it a day.
Get a few free meals out
sure,
of it?
Sure, why not?
Oh, my gosh.
So on Tuesday, a federal judge sentenced him to 50 hours of community service and 6 months of house arrest.
No!
So instead of jail, he gets to spend all that time with the wife he was trying to get away from.
Yeah.
He could have gotten 3 years, but he's never been in trouble before, so the judge went really easy on him, not knowing that he was going too hard.
Oh, they went light on the ripple.
How sad is it that marriages get that messed up?
Yeah, no lie.
Oh, my goodness.
71-year-old dude, robbing a bank.
Oh, man.
That's your tidbit news right there. All right, let's give you $1,000. You don't have to rob a bank for that. We'll hook you up with it. If you can beat Shazam, give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 13, and we'll keep going until we get a winner. You just got to give us the title of the song we play before Shazam does. We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got $1,000 right here, thanks to Beat Shazam. You can watch the TV show on Fox Thursday nights. Your host is Jamie Foxx.
That's right.
Man, he's got game shows. He got the movie coming out. All sorts of stuff
going on
with
Jamie Foxx.
Triple
threat, man. Triple threat.
But we got $1,000. All you got to do is tell us the title of the song we play before Shazam identifies it and cuts it off for you. So then you don't know the rest of the song. We'll go with our first contestant here. Let's meet them.
Who we got?
Raven, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Are you ready to potentially win $1,000 here?
I am. I'm so nervous.
No,
don't
take a
be
breath.
Nervous.
Take a breath. You got it.
There you go.
Yeah, it helps. It really does.
You're pretty good at recognizing songs?
I'm okay.
You're okay.
Okay. That's all we need. You need to be just okay to get these. Okay, we're going to play you a song. When it cuts off, that means Shazam has identified it. Don't worry, okay. I'll ask you to name it at that point. And if you can name it, you'll get $1,000, okay?
Okay.
It's simple. You got this, Raven. It's no big deal. It's just $1,000 just for you. You ready for your song?
No.
All right, here is.
I'm ready.
Here is your song.
Holla, we want freedom. We want freedom. Yeah.
Name that song.
Gold Digger.
Gold Digger is correct.
Yay! Yes!
You got it, Raven.
Only dogs can hear that scream.
Dying to say that, so
oh
Raven,
my
right there.
God.
What are you going to do with $1,000, Raven?
Oh, my gosh. My son actually has cancer, so this is going to help toward his medical bill.
Oh,
Raven, so you definitely needed this.
Aww. How old is he?
Yes, I did. I'm about to cry. He's 9. His name is Jaden.
Jaden.
Everybody's going to pray for Jaden today, okay, Raven?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
It's such a blessing.
Absolutely, aww, baby.
And is he going to
get, oh, my gosh.
Is he getting treatment right now?
He is. We go to a hospital in Chattanooga, Tennessee called T.C. Thompson.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. We love them all.
Good.
Okay.
Well, I hope they're taking great care of him and
that
$1,000. Hopefully you can grab a couple hundred and buy him something cool.
Get him a hamburger. Stick him a hamburger in the hospital.
Yeah, like a video game.
Yeah.
I'm sure he will get spoiled a little bit with this as well.
All right.
Okay. And we'll be praying for him as well, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you guys. I love you.
Mm-hmm. We love you
too, Raven. And keep us updated on his status, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Man. Mm-mm-mm. Raven with $1,000 right there. Beat Shazam. We'll have another 1,000 tomorrow, same time. You never know what people are going through.
Folks are going through stuff.
I'm glad,
man,
she won that.
Yep. Yeah. Me too.
Also, you guys want to do some presents for Dad this weekend?
I got to get on it.
Yeah, that's right, Kelly.
You haven't bought Jerry Raspberry?
I know what I'm getting. I just have to go get it.
Are you getting what's right in front of me right now?
Are you going to get what's in front of me right now?
Did you get Alan's present yet?
I did.
Okay.
Oh, so you got Alan's.
I've already got Alan. But I got Alan's.
Are they the kids spending money? Or are they making stuff for Dad? Or how
you know, I always encourage homemade cards and things.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Those are the best.
Can I still do that?
Sure.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Do a craft project for Dad.
Give your dad one of those swimsuit selfies.
Bake him a pie. You're so
what?
Good.
What?
No, don't do that.
And
that's
sign
weird.
It to Dad from Jenna.
No, bake him a pie. That's what you do.
My dad would be like, wow, this is nice. Thanks. I don't know what he would
with
say to that.
With the signed autograph. Do the pie and the bikini.
No. He'd love that.
He'd love a pie. I think it'd be great.
Your pies are delicious.
That entails me grocery shopping, you guys.
That does entail grocery shopping. Or Jenna.
And I grocery shopped yesterday, and I actually got myself looking somewhat cute to go to the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Not a single person.
Oh,
there.
My gosh.
Oh, really?
Let me tell you. Yesterday, I had to go to the grocery store.
What?
Looking like. But it doesn't matter. I'm engaged. Okay. I bumped into
everybody.
Hottie. Oh, my gosh.
Everybody was
so
hotties?
Hot. No, this one guy. And every time I'd round a corner, I'd run into it. I'm like, God, I look so bad. But I keep reminding myself, but I'm engaged. It doesn't matter.
But you have friends that aren't.
Right. Well, what am I going to say? Hey, I know I look like crap right now, but my friends don't. Are you single?
Can I swear I was hearing your voice in my head. I'm standing there like, I got to go get some food. And I'm
truth.
In sweats, and I looked so gross. And I was like, it's 5:30, Jenna. Put on jeans. Put on jeans and get it together, because you never know. It's times like this. And I did it. And there was not anyone there.
Oh, you need to come up to the suburbs, man. This guy was so hot.
Really?
But again, I'm engaged. It doesn't matter.
And
keep telling, I don't know if you're talking to us or yourself.
Yes, it doesn't matter.
Jenna, let me tell you something.
But again, you guys keep saying the suburbs thing, and it's not happening for me.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of single young dudes living in the burbs.
Why are they living in the burbs? That means they just got divorced.
Because, no.
Maybe?
They're not living in the burbs.
You would have never moved to the suburbs if you didn't have a wife and kids.
Me, yes. Me.
And aren't you so glad? Don't you love it?
I love it.
Because of your situation.
But here's what the guys tell me. This is why they're living up in the burbs. And these are single guys, mid-20s to mid-30s. And they're single, never been married, no kids.
Why?
They're living up there because they say, I don't want to go to the clubs. I don't want to meet
either.
A girl that's out there in the bars getting drunk every weekend. He goes, I want to meet a girl that's ready to settle down and that's ready to have kids.
And in the suburbs, we do have bars and restaurants.
Yeah.
It's just not the same crowd.
That's true.
You know,
yeah.
It's a
right.
different kind of vibe. And I'll tell you what, the fire department always goes to my grocery store, too. So all those hot firemen, they got their truck parked outside. I'm so excited when I pull up and the fire truck's there. But again, it doesn't matter.
Right. Because Kelly's engaged, of course.
JC, how long did it take you to get to work the other morning?
Huh?
How long did it take you to get to work the other morning?
Well, that's because the dang. Hold on. The tollway.
Answer my question first.
An hour.
Okay. That's because, you know what? That's our bad.
That's our bad.
We should check. the
you
news.
You should buy a plane ticket the night before.
No, you should check the news before you leave the house. That is true. We should check the, because they'll tell you, don't go this way because it's bad. Go the other way.
They'll tell you where the closures are.
It's too much
and
traffic.
I just think it's not going to be closed. Not today.
It's the sexy traffic talk.
And I think JC and I are about ready to bond together and go to Boss Man George
Carpool?
And say, look, move the office closer to where we live or we quit. Are we in it? Are we in
it?
JC, come on.
Kelly and I are going to go on strike.
Serious.
Can we keep moving? I'm dapping that.
We're dapping that.
Whoa.
Then I'm leaving the show.
No.
Well, then George has to choose.
Hold on. For you guys, it wouldn't be a difference.
But why would you want us to move to the suburbs? Why wouldn't we want to stay around this music venue by us and stay hip?
We're not saying you have to move to the suburbs. We're saying.
No, the studio.
Why would we? The studio closer to us.
We'd have no artists who would come out there.
Yes, we would, because it'd be closer to the other place.
No.
It'd be the same distance for you, Al. It doesn't matter.
And for
going
Jenna.
To the suburbs? No.
Again,
it's
going
to be an hour drive.
You're not listening to Kelly.
No, you're not.
She's not asking for the whole office to go to the burbs. No. She's asking for it to be a little bit closer to us. Maybe like 10 minutes closer.
That's your fault for having kids and moving out there.
Yeah, man.
But it won't make a difference to you guys' commute.
Yeah. It just helps us.
I'm telling you, we're putting our foot down with George. Boss Man George.
So we're announcing
this week is just really, I'm just tired of it. It's aggravating.
And I'm still getting charged
what?
The tolls.
The commute?
The commute and the tolls.
But
it's
that's why
bad.
You should look closer.
The tolls are taking a toll on my bank account.
Bad.
I got my statement.
Lock. Going on strike.
Man.
Going on strike.
It would age the show to move to the suburbs.
No way.
I'm not asking the show to move to the suburbs.
The show would.
The new cool place is the burbs. That's
the
where.
If the studio moved, it would age the show.
No, man. We're going to have to disagree on that.
Yeah, let's just stay in this cockroach pit for a little while longer. That'd be great.
Shh. The people that run the building listen to the show.
I don't
calendar.
Care. They need to get rid of the bugs. This is awful.
Yeah, there was like 15 of them in the hallway.
I know.
I think they're just waiting for us to go take pictures with them. They're fans of the show.
I'm going to train them and make them pets.
That's what we're going to do.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Paging Caroline Craddock. Paging Caroline Craddock. She's being paged right now. There she is.
Are you doing something from Risky Business right now?
Hey, Tom Cruise.
That's a dress.
Pants?
It's a dress.
That looks like my dress shirt.
Call it Tom
it's a dress.
Cruise.
No, it's a dress shirt. Whose shirt is it?
It's mine.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you got it from the closet, Big Al.
It's way to style your boyfriend's dress shirt.
If I had a boyfriend, I probably would wear his shirt, but I don't, so it's mine. Thanks for the reminder.
Hey, Risky again. Caroline.
Hey. Did you see my shoes, though? They have cactus.
Oh, look at the cacti.
Oh, those are cute. Oh. Okay, don't put your leg. Yeah
be careful.
Cute.
Caroline's doing like a bar class over here.
I have a slip on.
Okay.
A slip on?
Just trying to look out for you.
A slip on.
What's a slip on?
I got it.
A slip
underneath.
She's
wearing a slip.
Underneath your dress shirt.
Yep.
Got it.
Anything else about my appearance you would like to critique on the radio?
We're not going to you just forgot to wear your pants.
It's a dress. And I'm wearing my new Coco Cosmetics lipstick.
Look at that.
Oh, this is Khloe Kardashian.
You're obsessed in?
Yes.
With?
It's all right.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the Coco and the Kylie?
This is Coco designed it.
Oh, I got
you. So it's like her little lip kit.
I got you.
Oh my God.
Is it the color or the wearability? What do you not love about it?
I don't like the mattes so much.
Yeah,
but I really do like the color. Do you guys like the color?
The color's good.
I like the color
a lot. Great. I'm with you on the matte.
It's
the
like
matte
a coral.
Is not
so dry.
The matte. Mm. The matte is not summer fresh.
Yeah,
no,
it's
I need
not.
Some. I need some.
She's
cloth.
Not talking about the restaurant, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. When's the Kim stuff coming?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
She's not talking about my
the
restaurant.
The matte is not fresh.
Not summer fresh.
My restaurant is very summer fresh. All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So what are you obsessed with this week, Caroline?
I feel like I haven't talked on the radio in like 3 weeks. I hope I remember how to talk. Okay, so I always do a song first.
Okay.
So I'm obsessed with Betty Who right now. I just love, love, love her. So I want to play Wannabe because it's like all I'm listening to right now.
So you want a song? Here's the song.
Yes, please.
Oh, sorry. That's some risky business. Sorry.
Right. Slide, Caroline, slide.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Sorry about that, Caroline.
Okay. All right.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Oh.
It is funny.
So funny.
We're all having fun. We're all laughing at Caroline. All right. Betty Who is who you're into. It's called Wannabe.
Yes.
All right.
She lies in your eyes. That's where I wanna be. That's where I wanna be.
Where'd you find this Betty Who?
From living my life,
I found
living
her.
Life.
She sang some song that Andy Cohen loved on Broadway a long time ago. And I'm on Bravo. I mean,
uh-huh.
I was like, I love this song. I got to figure it out. So I kind of remember the lyrics and Googled it, and it was Betty Who.
Yeah,
Betty
she
Who.
Covered "I Love You Always Forever Near and Far."
That's oh, I love that song.
That's yeah. her like biggest one. Yeah. That's a cover that she does.
Betty Who.
Okay, so my next one is cosmetics. So I am obsessed with IT Cosmetics.
IT.
IT. It stands
like the
for
clown?
Innovative Technology.
Oh, got it.
So the person who started it has rosacea, which as do I. Thanks, Kate Craddock. Thanks.
Yeah, your dad had it too.
Really bad. Yeah. So I started using their Bye Bye Under Eye, which is like an under eye cream, and I saw really awesome results.
Man, those infomercials, they got me this close, Caroline.
See, I had the opposite feeling about it, because when I see something on an infomercial, I'm like, I don't want that. Like, because I'm just like, meh.
But you think it's disingenuous. Yeah. Yeah. I think they're just selling it no matter what.
But I saw a lot of bloggers started using it, bloggers that I trust. So I started using it. And the biggest thing I love right now is their Bye Bye Redness Cream. And I use it, and I don't even really have to put anything over it. It's kind of a nude, and I don't need to wear foundation now. Awesome. So I do that, and then I do the CC cream, which has SPF 50, so it's great.
Oh,
I've been tempted to buy it, but I haven't. So
I highly encourage it.
Maybe on your recommendation.
I really, really love it. So okay. Go check that out. And on my blog, CarolineCraddock.com, I've linked all this stuff, so you can go
and what's that,
check it out now.
What's it called again?
IT Cosmetics.
IT Cosmetics.
IT.
IT.
They have like bye-bye stuff.
Yeah,
remember
bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye under eye,
but
bye-bye
not
redness.
Clown makeup.
Nope.
Nope.
Got not it. IT from the sewer.
Got it.
that's how my parents got me to not like rollerblade near the sewers. They told me IT.
Yeah.
Pennywise was going to come and grab my
ankles,
rollerblades.
Yeah.
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 That's good.
No, he still will.
Okay, so my next thing I like is called a passion planner. So it's like a day timer. Kelly, I think you might...
I saw these at like Michael's or something, uh-huh. But it seems like a lot of work, honestly. It's like scrapbooking, but for planners, right?
Yeah. So it just kind of gives you a space to like organize your thoughts. You can map out like your short-term goals, your long-term goals. So it's just kind of a place where you can put.
They're beautiful.
They're really, really cool. And you can put all your thoughts in there. You can journal in there.
Wow.
So it's just kind of a place. And it's cool to go back. My dad gave me this journal where I actually got my tattoo. He gave me this journal and he said, my biggest regret in life was not journaling. And I really want you to journal your life in one way or another. So this is a good way where I can map out my schedule and journal at the same time.
Yeah, I need to journal.
It's great. It's therapeutic.
Yeah.
For sure.
Where did you find yours? I found a bunch of them at like Michael's.
I just got mine on passionplanner.com.
Okay.
I just use a yellow legal pad.
I do.
Really
that's easy. That's
easy.
Real right there.
I use a little
know,
sticky
except
notes.
Kelly got me something great for my birthday. I love what you got me, and I need to add stuff to it. But you got me that bucket list kind of journal thing with a
yeah.
bunch of ideas already in it, just things mm-hmm. to be on your bucket list and stuff that you can add.
That's
I
cool.
like that.
Yeah.
Alan's the one that got me on the bucket list idea.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yeah.
Love that.
What else are you obsessed with?
I have one more.
One more obsession.
This goes to how obsessed I really am with this because I was sitting back there and talking to Trey, and I feel like I haven't been in the office in forever because I've been doing kids stuff.
Uh-huh.
So Trey was like, how's your life? How's Soul Cycle? I feel like that's all you've been doing lately. So one of my biggest obsessions in last month is Soul Cycle. I absolutely love it. So for me, and I feel like I kind of had to defend myself sometimes about it because
why?
Cycling is very like in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And... for me,
yeah, there's a hot debate with the
there
the soul
is, and
cycle.
I know how you feel about it. Mm-hmm. I know your thoughts about it. Jenna's not a big fan.
Does your butt hurt after?
After you cycle?
The yeah. first time, it yeah. kind of does.
Okay.
But like,
I mean, cycling,
you kind of get used to
yeah.
it. But for me, it's like 45 minutes where the lights are off. The music is really awesome. You can go in there and just, I like work through my issues while I'm at SoulCycle. Like I've cried like 3 or 4 times. It's just very like, you're sweating. You're just like focusing on yourself. It's like, you just kind of work through stuff sometimes. And it's like a big, great community. And I love it. I go 5 times a week. I've lost like 10 pounds since I've started. So
there's one right down the street from me. But I've yet to see anybody cycle. They're just talking. I pass by there, and I guess they're talking about cycling. But as I go by, there's like a big crowd of people. They look cool.
They do it inside out.
They look cool, but it's like
they don't meet with their bikes and go. They do it inside. You're like stacked next to people on bikes.
Well, see, I don't go in the gyms that I go to. I just go by the gym.
Right.
No. Yeah. I
well,
go
you're gonna be.
You'd find some hot chicks there, probably.
Well, he's spinning with me next Tuesday. We're doing a kids ride.
Oh, really?
He's gonna come with me and do it.
Al's actually going to stand outside and talk with people.
Yeah. That's really what we do.
That's what he's going
to
do. Yeah.
That's what I thought you were inviting me to do,
How much money can you raise by talking about spinning?
Yeah, I don't. Lots.
I think that's awesome, though,
I'm
Caroline.
Anxious to see him. He's going to be right next to me in the front row.
No,
he's passing it back.
He used to be a cycling enthusiast many years ago.
I'm down.
How's the spinner?
I think whatever gets you
and that's my
working
thing.
Out,
it
it's whatever you
there.
Love. Whatever,
I love it.
Whatever you love. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hayes is going to play some great music for you next week. So.
Right. Yeah.
I'm down.
Now, you go put on some britches.
Yeah.
I have on britches. It's a dress.
Caroline's going to slide out of here.
I thought this is like business chic. I have a meeting after this. Should I not wear this?
Oh, my.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.